Once, when I was 9 or maybe 10, I spent weeks researching a 3-paragraph paper on polar bears. I don't remember much about the report or polar bears, but that assignment marked the beginning of my lifelong love affair with research. As I got older, I came to believe that if I did the research, I could solve any problem. It didn't matter what it was, school, work, relationships. In college, when I suspected a boyfriend was about to give me the brush off, I researched what to say before he could break up with me. Surprisingly, there are dozens of pages about this stuff. Even more surprising, some of it actually works. We stayed together another couple of months until I realized I was better off without him. He never saw it coming. When I got married, I researched everything from whether or not we were compatible, we were, to our average life expectancy based on our medical histories, only 2 years different. Some couples swear they're soulmates or some other crap, but I considered myself a little more practical than that. I wanted the facts before I walked down the aisle. The thing is, research doesn't tell you that your perfect on paper husband is going to prefer the ditzy receptionist on the 3rd floor before you've hit your 5-year anniversary. It also doesn't tell you that your initial anger will turn into something close to relief, or that all that perfection was too much work, and maybe the whole soulmate thing isn't as crazy as it sounds. If you doubt me, look it up. My love of research isn't as odd as one might think. My father is a retired history professor, and my mother is a bibliophile. It doesn't matter the genre. She usually has 3 or more books going at once. She also gets 2 major newspapers every day and 6 magazines each month. Some people collect cute little china creatures or rare coins or something. My mother collects words. When I decided to become a journalist, both my parents were overjoyed. "It's perfect," my father said. "We need more people to record what's going on in the world. How can we expect to learn if we don't recognize that everything that happens impacts our future?" I fought the urge to roll my eyes. I knew what was coming. But how many times can a person hear about the rise and fall of Caesar? The man was stabbed to death, and it isn't as though anyone learned their lesson. Ask Napoleon, or Hitler. My dad was right about one thing, though. History can't help but repeat itself. "Honey," my mother interrupted, "Val will only write about important topics. You know very well she is a young lady of principle." Again, I wanted to roll my eyes. Of course, for all their worldliness, neither of my parents understands how the world of journalism works. You don't walk into a newsroom as an inexperienced reporter and declare you will be writing about the environment or the European financial market or the latest domestic policy. The newspaper business is not so different from any other, even right down to the way technology is forcing it to go digital. Either way, the newbies are given the jobs no one else wants. Naturally, I was assigned to obituaries. After a year, I got moved to covering the local city council meetings, but the truth was, I missed the death notices. I couldn't stop myself from wondering how each of the people died. Some were obvious. When the obituary asks you to donate to the Cancer Society or the Heart Association, you don't have to think too hard to figure it out. Also, people like to add that the deceased fought a brave battle with fill in the blank. I've no doubt those people were brave, but they weren't the ones that interested me. It was the ones that seemed to die unexpectedly and under unusual circumstances. I started looking them up for more information. The murder victims held particular fascination for me. From there, it was only a short hop to my true interest: crime reporting. The job isn't for everyone. Crime scenes are not pretty. Have you ever rushed out at 3 in the morning to a nightclub shooting? Or sat through a murder trial, forced to view photo after photo of a brutally beaten young mother plastered across a giant screen?